Coming up, play Jake's Women, set to open this weekend in Haines, and Skagway Assembly will meet later this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. A play about one man, six women, and the space between them is opening up at the Chilcat Center this weekend. Gender, comedy, and the way we navigate relationships inside our heads are the central themes of Jake's Women. The play, written by Neil Simon and directed by Todd Siebens, is set to open in Haines this weekend. Jake's Women is about a writer going through a rough patch in his marriage. Using his imagination, he reaches out to the women in his life, including his sister, his therapist, his girlfriend, his deceased first wife, and his daughter, to help him deal with it.
So he makes or allows these women to appear and disappear on stage and has dialogue with them, but he puts the words in their mouth.
Siebens has been directing plays in Haines for more than 15 years and says he wanted to put on a dramedy. He's a Neil Simon fan. Simon is well known for his funny but poignant plays that center around relationships. Why this play specifically?
And I chose Jake's Women because I've found over the years in Haines, it's hard to get a lot of men involved in theater. So I try and keep the cast of men in the play down to a minimum number.
John O'Green is playing the title role, Jake, but the other six actors are women. Marie Boisvert, who plays Jake's girlfriend, Sheila, moved to Haines last May to work on her sister's farm. The show will be her theatrical debut.
Todd came by and put up the poster, and I kind of just said, sure, I would try that, why not?
She says she's learned a lot.
I had no idea how many pieces were involved in putting together a play and just how much planning went into it.
Even in Haines, where productions are small, there is still a lot of work. The cast has been rehearsing for almost 2 months, Siebens says.
So you put all this work and time into it, and the unfortunate part is we can only do three shows because the vast majority of people who want to see a play will have seen the play by then.
But Maddie Wittig says that's part of what makes theater in Haines special. She plays Jake's daughter in the show and has a background in musical theater.
If I were doing community theater like in Chicago, I would only know like a few people in the audience, and they'd be people that I invite. But there's something that's a lot of fun about, for weeks or months after doing a show, people will see me and they'll stop me and just be like, hey, I saw you in that play. That was amazing.
It's an interesting time for this show, she says, since gender plays such a large part of the central conceit. Jake turns to women to try and figure out his life, but doesn't necessarily realize how important they are to him.
There's some discussion about relationships and expectations and dynamics. He kind of goes on a bit of a 6 month like dating spree. He loves women, but also doesn't seem to see them or value them as much.
The show will run Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Chilcat Center. Tickets are $12 for adults and $7 for students and are available at the bookstore or at the door. The Skagway Assembly is set to discuss possible water and sewer rate increases at a meeting Thursday. Borough Manager Scott Hahn is recommending increasing water fees by 5% and wastewater charges by 7% this year. Hahn estimates this would amount to a dollar or less per month for each utility. In his recommendation, Hahn references a utility rate study conducted in 2015 that identified the need for fee increases. Hahn also suggests revisiting possible additional rate increases next year. In a report to the Assembly, Hahn also discusses the possibility of changing or eliminating the option of turning off utilities in the winter. The Assembly will continue the discussion about developing a seasonal campground. The idea was raised previously as a way to help with the seasonal housing shortage. Finally, the Assembly will meet in executive session to discuss moving forward on the waterfront with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad and Holland America Group. Holland America sent a letter to Skagway earlier this year proposing a joint venture. These are just some of the items on the Skagway Assembly agenda. The meeting is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website at khns.org. The Sitka School District is having an unprecedented budget discussion as it looks to the city to help close a $2.3 million spending gap next year. The school board and the assembly met in a special meeting Thursday night to crunch numbers and to consider extreme measures, like going to 4-day school weeks, to save money. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Nothing was decided at the special meeting, but it was a chance to speak out loud ideas that have not really been discussed before, like layoffs. At a budget work session earlier in the week, the school board rolled out the prospect of staff reductions, 2 teachers through retirement and 5 by layoff. The assembly on Thursday didn't seem to relish the idea. Neither did Tim Pike, the president of the teachers' union.
You can tell behind me there's a lot of teachers in the room, and there's quite a bit of panic in the room because we haven't been to this point before.
Dropping teachers seems an obvious way to tighten up the budget, but Sitka has long resisted it. Pike, a parent of 4 himself, explained why small class sizes or pupil-to-teacher ratios have been important to the community.
There's only one opportunity for each one of our students every year in whatever class they're in, and that education that we give them at that point determines their outcome.
Short of layoffs, the district could also divert the approximately $430,000 the city contributes in non-instructional funding and pay instead for teaching. This is money the district uses to help keep the pool and the Performing Arts Center open and to support student travel and to subsidize community schools. School Board President Jen McNichol observed that these functions and facilities were de facto part of Sitka's Parks and Recreation Program. She didn't want the blame for cutting them to fall solely on the schools.
If the suggestion to make up for some of our budgetary woes is to shift money from non-instructional to instructional, well, perhaps we'll have to do that, but it needs to be made plain that that means that it is being suggested by all involved that we close the pool, that we shut down community schools, that we shutter the PAC, that our students no longer have the option of traveling, or maybe it's only the kids whose parents can afford to buy them a ticket that get to travel for activities.
2 of the teacher layoffs would come in kindergarten, which would revert to a half-day schedule. Elsewhere in the district, there's the possibility of moving to 4-day-a-week instruction. According to Superintendent Mary Wegner, teachers prefer fewer school days to larger classes.
It's kind of a trend of what districts are looking at. I will say that our teachers are very concerned about providing a quality education to every student. And as you increase the class numbers, the opportunity for doing that is limited, which is probably why they were looking for some creative solutions.
Wegner said that cutting back school days at the elementary level wasn't an attractive idea. In high school, though, there was a stronger argument for devoting a day to office hours and other interaction with teachers outside of traditional class. The school district did present the assembly with 3 budget scenarios that significantly pared down the projected deficit, but they all included some funding assumptions: a $100 per pupil increase in the state's base student allocation, which would send another $270,000 into the district, and some increase from the city of Sitka to offset the $430,000 in non-instructional expenses that may or may not get diverted into teaching. Neither is a sure thing. Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis did not want residents to think that Sitka could ease the school district's budget without creating pain elsewhere for the community.
Because that is the other side of it. If we give you $400,000 more, we are going to cut $400,000 worth of services out of the general fund. So where do people want to see those?
Assemblymember Bob Petruski didn't want to see cuts to the city budget anywhere to fund education. That was the responsibility of Sitkins, who in 2016 voted down a 2 mil property tax increase that would have generated $4 million by now. Had it passed, Petruski said, we wouldn't even be here now.
The folks that we have to talk to aren't in this room, because I'm pretty sure that most of the people that are here that could vote, they knew what the ramifications were for not voting for that. Something's got to go. And maybe it is those non-instructional things. That may be the outcome of this. But I'm not willing. I don't know if anybody else in the assembly is. I'm not willing to put this on the backs of Sitka employees.
But school board member Cass Pook wondered if the assembly had really gone deep enough. Had they needlessly backfilled retirements? Had they found wiggle room on a par with the school district, which found nearly $500,000 in savings 3 years ago? With 16 years under her belt, the longest-serving public official in the room, Pook was clearly unhappy that the district was being forced to consider layoffs.
It's sickening, this year's budget, because we've done everything that we possibly can to save money without cutting people. And this year we're cutting people 7, maybe more, up to 14, depending on what the legislature does.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.